There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be a million and six times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in, and seize the day. And let's make sure that in every single possible way, today is gonna be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans. Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines. Racing chariots, taming tiger sharks, constructing a portal to Mars. Building a time machine, stretching a rubber tree or wailing away on guitars.
Oh, man.
This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow possible way. Today is gonna be a great day. Hey, 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 hey.
Let's put our heads together and design a master plan. We may miss dinner, but I know Mom will understand.
We've got our mission and suppliers, yogurt, gumballs, and desire.
Hello and welcome to episode 46 of the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, brought to you by the Geekcaster Radio Network. I'm, of course, one of your hosts, Steve and Mike. Joining me is Peacock Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 46th day of summer, and this means it's the day that the ZCRN continues our new-ish cartoon review podcast for the summer of 2016 and 2017. Are you ready to go undercover today?
Heck yeah.
Oh my god. So yeah, today's episodes feature Carl and some sort of
Norm.
Yes, Carl and Norm, there you go.
Some sort of something. What?
Some sort of something, I don't know. But but yeah, we got Undercover Carl and Hip Hip Parade. I swear the kid in Hip Hip Parade that Buford gets to replace Baljeet, yeah. I swear he's Mario. I'll tell you about it when we get to it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get to the episodes. We'll be back with Undercover Carl after this.
Gravity. I wonder if there's any way around that.
What are you guys doing?
Well, right now we're just thinking about defying gravity.
Please, even you can't change the law of gravity. It's a universal law. Like, you can't wear white after Labor Day.
An absolute law without hope of appeal? That's despotism. Somebody oughta... Hey, that's it. I know what we're gonna do today. Hey, where's Perry?
Right here.
Oh, I didn't see him there.
Carl.
1 minute, sir. Just finishing up my status update. Carl is interning like there's no tomorrow. Done.
Carl, I just completed your intern evaluation report. You've earned a gold star in every category except one. You need to show more initiative.
Sir, I've never gotten less than a gold star in my entire interning life.
Well, I do have 24 hours before I have to submit my evaluation. Prove you can show initiative, and that gold star is yours.
I'll start right now by triple-checking the chatosphere for suspicious activities.
Hey, Ferb, nice job on that blueprint for our anti-gravity fun launcher. I just posted it on our website so Baljeet can check the math. Hey, Baljeet, that was fast.
Your blueprints are 97% sound.
But you accidentally placed a cosine where you needed a quadratic differential. Oh, not to worry. I fixed it. I will send an attachment.
Excellent.
Doofenshmirtz Siebel Incorporated.
There's absolutely nothing going on today.
Have you finished that puzzle yet?
No, I lost the stupid box lid. Now I can't figure out how to solve it.
Then you could finish building me a bride out of icicle pop sticks like you promised.
I'd like to help you out, Norm, really, but look at my tongue. See? And look at that. My doctor said no more raspberry icicle pops until the blue dye flush is completely out of my system.
Why must I be alone?
I don't know. Why are raspberry icicle pops blue? And I know what you are doing, Norm. You're a sick, sick robot. I need a really evil scheme, but it's so hard to create when I'm in one of my moods. Maybe I can borrow someone else's plans from the internet. Blueprints and search. Ooh, an anti-gravity fun launcher. How about the anti-gravity evil launchinator? There, I changed the name. That makes it mine. This could be the greatest scheme ever. Although I'm not quite sure of the evil applications. Something will come to me.
Doofenshmirtz just downloaded a blueprint. Anti-gravity fun launcher? Sounds fishy. Let's run it through the anagram decoder. Major Monogram!
You don't have to yell, I'm right here.
Doofenshmirtz just downloaded these plans for an anti-gravity fun launcher. But when I run that through the anagram decoder, the letters form Evil Fanatic Hunter Ray Gun.
Looks like you're missing an E.
They're probably just trying to mislead us. Let's check the source. Agent P's owners. They must be in league with Doofenshmirtz.
I don't know, Carl. Sounds a little far-fetched.
But wait, listen to this. It's a seemingly innocent voice recording of Phineas.
Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today.
But if we play all those syllables backwards in a random order, we get...
Let's hope Doofenshmirtz to destroy the Concise State Area.
Keep a close eye on those boys. See what else you can find out. Agent P, we need you to track down a missing agent. Codename Agent G. We're not sure of his current location, but we have a few leads placing him in Iceland, Monte Carlo, Burbank, California, and the moon. It's up to you to chase that goose and bring him back to the agency. Good luck, Agent P. Monogram out.
So who is Agent G again?
Gary the Gander? Oh, that's just a wild goose chase. Get it, goose, gander? We had to distract Agent P because he's too close to Phineas and Ferb.
Then who will investigate the boys?
We need to send someone in undercover. All the agents are out on their missions.
Carl, dressed as a cheerleader. Carl, now he's wearing a pinafore. Carl, in his pajamas. Carl, now he's a guy from the Civil War. Dressed as a cowboy or an old steel worker. And now he's a lead in a 40-tier jerker. He's Carl Incognito.
Good luck, Agent Carl.
You can count on me, sir.
All right, folks. First up today, Undercover Carl. Phineas and Ferb create a device to reverse the effects of gravity. Meanwhile, Major Monogram believes the boys are out to destroy the tri-state area. Wait, this isn't the second dimension. So he sends Carl to the Flynn Fletcher house to investigate, while Agent P is literally sent on a wild gander chase. Gary the Gander. God.
Gary the Gander, that's just a wild goose chase.
Yes. Elsewhere, Dr. Doofenshmirtz finds the blueprints to Phineas and Ferb's anti-gravity fun launcher and takes them for his own evil purposes. Dun, dun, dun.
evil fun launcher.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Where's Perry?
I forget. Why was he too busy to make something evil? What was he doing?
Didn't you watch these episodes?
course I did. It's just...
He was bored and he has no idea what to do. And Norm asks him about the jigsaw puzzle, but Doofenshmirtz stated that without the cover of the box, he can't finish it. And then Norm asked him about his popsicle stick bride. And then
right.
he says that until the blue dye is out of his system, he can't finish it.
sick robot. Mm-hmm. That's awful. He's got a blue popsicle stick bride.
Oh, God.
Blue popsicles. Oh, I've eaten so many blue popsicles. My poop is turning blue.
Yeah, why is... I didn't know raspberry was blue. Why is that?
How should raspberry be?
Maroon? I don't know. So yeah, that's what's going on today for Undercover Carl. I like this one. I think this is a good episode. I thought it was very fun.
I'm surprised Carl doesn't make repeated guest appearances there. Yeah. You know, as far as I know, he's just some kid named Carl.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I like that kid. He seems like a nice kid.
Yeah. So where's Perry? Oh, he's right there.
He doesn't do much. He's a platypus.
Yeah, they don't do much. Like I already said, Gary the Gander Goose Chase. I love the Undercover Carl song. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I like that. We got a couple songs this time.
Yeah, we do. We do have a couple of them this time around. We got Carl Incognito and
Anti-Gravity Fun Launcher song.
When You Levitate, yep.
It wasn't a great song. It was alright.
It was...
It's always nice when you get
two. I think it... Yeah, I think with the... with the Levitate song, it's upbeat. It, you know, it's more upbeat than most of the songs. It does have a slowdown part in it, you know, but I do really enjoy Undercover Carl Incognito's song. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Carl and his, what's the name of that band where they all dress up as, sing the YMCA?
The Village People?
The Village People, he's dressed up.
How do you not know?
Dude, I'm having a brain fart. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. You've been eating too many Pop Rocks Oreos.
That might be the problem. These are delicious, by the way.
Oh my god. What I love about go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I like when Harry is actually going on his wild goose chase and he ends up in Monte Carlo gambling. I thought that was funny. And then he's very James Bond, right?
Oh yeah.
And then he's on a talk show circuit. And then he comes back from the moon. And you know he's on the moon because he's in a spacesuit.
Yep. It is very funny.
I might just be amused. I don't know, this is the best.
Hey buddy, you forgot your pixelations. It's hilarious. With Doofenshmirtz in this one, he's just so bored. He's so bored and lazy, and he wants to have Norm do everything for him, and that's great. I mean, you know, Norm is hilarious in this. Norm, we should really read his instruction manual more, because Norm is a transformer.
You could do that either.
Norm is a transformer. Transformer. I'm not sure if he would be Autobot, Decepticon, or Nail.
He's clearly a Nail. Non-aligned indigenous lifeform.
Yes.
So Norm steals the anti-gravity inator, or rather the other one, the non-evil one, right? And then they get.
Pulled over.
Motor vehicle?
Well, he gets Twice he gets pulled over or stopped by this policeman. He gets written a ticket. One for parking in a no parking zone or a loading and unloading zone. And then the other time was when Norm transformed. He's like, are you licensed to drive a vehicle with only three axles or whatever it was? And the curse that,
more than two axles,
something like that. And the curse this time was, curse you, motor vehicle code. Love that. So funny.
Sure.
And then on the flip side of that, you've got Major Monogram and Carl.
That's right.
And
hi, son.
Yes. Hello, son. Hi, Dad. Hi, Carl's dad. It's like...
I'm in jail.
Oh, God.
I like it here. It's fun.
Yeah. Situation normal, sir. Okay, everybody, abort, abort. And they pull out to this wide shot of the entire neighborhood. There's like seven black helicopters and vans. And I'm like, really? Carl warrants all of this police manpower? Alka, whatever. Wow. What else did you have for this one?
I like that at the end of the Wild Goose Chase incident, brings back Goose.
Mm-hmm.
What was he in Hawaii? He had like a lay?
Yeah, something. You're not supposed to be on vacation.
That's not a package.
Yeah, no. Oh, God. And then this is the episode where Perry wouldn't salute back. He's like, Carl, my arm's getting tired, and he won't salute back.
He's really pissed at me.
Yep. What, overall, because he was bored, it was a really anticlimactic doof plot. I mean, he doesn't even really get to destroy anything. Or attempt to do so. There. Yeah.
He's just like, you know, I think I'm just going to print off these instructions off the internet and scribble off the title and put my name on it and then drag it around town until I get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a plot.
No. And then the other thing is Carl and his forever suspicious mind and putting Phineas's words into the anagram decoder, and it turns into, let's help Doofenshmirtz take over the Tri-State. Like, there's no way you could have gotten that out of Where's Perry? No, it was I Know What We're Gonna Do Today. That's what it was.
He was very inventive.
Yeah. You got anything else for this one?
There's a quote in the beginning that made me giggle. He says, an absolute law without hope of appeal, that's despotism. I'm thinking, oh, kids, I have no idea. We kind of got that going on right now.
Phineas and Ferb predicted the future, folks.
Predicted the future.
What would you give Undercover Carl?
Yeah, I was going to give it a 4,
mm-hmm.
Mainly for Norm. He's one of my favorite robots.
And the
weird way that they handled the whole Perry situation, where Perry didn't actually defeat Doofenshmirtz, but he was very well utilized.
Yeah. I gotta give it a 5 for the Undercover Carl song and Norm. Any episode with Norm gets a 5.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm a double down to 4.5 though.
Okay. I don't know if that's doubling down, but alrighty then.
I don't know.
Alright, we will be right back after this when we're going to go hip hip parade. So we'll be back in a moment.
Ah, here's the doohickey that fuses with your spinal cord.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Today we're going to fuse our nervous systems with Dad's laptop and surf the web using only our cerebral cortexes.
Wow! Surely that would be quite an exciting project.
Oh, hey, Belgie. Why are you dressed like a vegetable samosa?
Because
is the Tri-State Area Unification Day. I learned all about it in assimilation class. You see, the Tri-State Area was the Bi-State Area until our founder, the great John P. Tri-State, uttered the immortal words...
The Bi-State Area should be united with that adjacent area right over there.
Well, we knew that. I was just wondering why you're dressed up like a vegetable samosa.
Oh, that. My Uncle Kamal is doing an exotic cuisine float in the parade. And I'm the
vegetable samosa. Hey,
Buford?
I thought I was supposed to be the vegetable samosa.
Why can we not both be vegetable samosas?
Oh, sure. Two vegetable samosas. Why don't we all just dress like vegetable samosas? In fact, why don't we just all dress like mashed potatoes and take the word exotic right off the sign?
Buford, wait!
No, man. It's over. I'm gonna go find another nerd.
But what about the Tri-State Area Unification Day Parade?
What? Is that what this parade is for?
Does no one know what today is?
Well, excuse me, but that adjacent area was founded by my great-uncle Otto H. Adjacent. He didn't want to be no part of no tri-state unification, and neither do I. The blood of Otto H. Adjacent runs through these veins, and blood is thicker than water.
Well, mango chutney is thicker than blood.
You're dead to me!
Parade? I love parades. Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today instead. We're gonna... Hey, where's Perry?
Ah, there you are, Agent P. Well, let's get down to brass tacks. What's this? Happy passive-aggressive relationship day? Oh, is that today?
That's okay. You probably weren't going to get me anything anyway.
I completely forgot.
No, you know, I didn't even want a present.
Anyway, where were we? For some reason, Doofenshmirtz has purchased a tow truck, which isn't evil in itself, but he may be planning on towing something evil, so check it out.
Harry! Candace, are you ready for our girls' day out?
Just a sec, Mom! Aha! Wait a minute. Are you guys just out here arranging kiddie wagons?
At the moment.
Carry on. All clear. Luckily, the boys aren't up to anything.
A little to the left. There you go.
Candace, you have to promise me that you won't obsess about Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, sure, Mom. I promise.
Don't just promise this time. Raise your right hand. Do you, Candace Gertrude Flynn, solemnly swear not to obsess about your brothers, or you'll suffer the Pharaoh's curse?
The Pharaoh's curse?
Yes or no?
Okay, yes.
Okay, now we can have fun.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
Perry the Platypus? You like that? I call it my indoorsinator. I got the idea from the Perry-shaped hole you left in my wall and in my bathroom door and in my fridge. Man, you were hungry that day. Anyway, here's my evil plan. Ta-da! I'm calling it the Duplicatinator. Get it? Duplic, then the number 8, then inator. I bet you're wondering what it does, huh? Here, I'll show you.
I can't believe you started a monkey basketball team, and you've only got one monkey. Oh, great. Now 3 of them are going to have to sit on the bench.
See? It duplicates everything 8 times. When I zap those streets, there will be 8 times the traffic. And Danville will come to a standstill. That's where I will make out like a bandit. See, I bought this tow truck off the internet. I'm going to call it the Towinator or something and open a service. And then I'll go and... Of course, it'll be hard for me to drive anywhere with all that traffic. But, you know, that's a bridge I'll cross when I get there.
It is time for Hip Hip Parade here on Pelka Episode 46. Phineas and Ferb decide to spice up the yearly Tri-State Area Unification Day Parade by rallying all of the neighborhood kids to build their own customized floats. Unfortunately, Buford's family grudge against the parade causes him to throw the day's festivities off course. Meanwhile, Candace finds it difficult to enjoy a relaxing mother-daughter day with Mom because of the boys' antics taking place all around her, and Dr. Doofenshmirtz plans to create traffic jams with his duplicate-inator. See, the duplic and then the number 8 and a nator. So.
Yeah, it duplicates everything 8 times.
8 times, yeah.
8 times the fun.
8 times the fun, that's right. Oh, boy. The best lines were from the farmer and his wife.
As always.
I can't believe you started a monkey basketball team and only bought one monkey. Great, now 3 of them are going to have to sit on the bench. Because the innator hit the monkey.
She's never happy.
No, she's never happy.
Never happy. I can sympathize.
Hey, wait a second here. Come on now.
I'm married. I know what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's an adjacent area right over there. Adam Wiley is the guy that voices Buford's new nerd. And Buford in the show asks him, you know, I don't know if this is going to work out. Can you do an Indian accent? Indian accent? No, but I can do, and he goes through all the accents he can do. And at one point, he does an Italian accent. And I swear the Italian accent reminds me of Mario.
Okay.
I've never been bullied into stopping a parade before. What should I do?
I don't know if this is working out. Can you talk in an Indian accent?
Indian accent? No, I could do an English accent instead.
Hello, Gov. Top of the morning. Toodle pip.
Last night, Mr. Guffman, my toilet was broken into.
Actually, that was pretty good.
Okay, everyone. Let's show everybody what Tri-State Unification is all about. Cue love handle.
The Tri-State area was the bi-state area with an adjacent area right over there. They put it all together. Now there's no use denying this parade is all about our area unifiers. There's only one thing we care about. We want you all to stand up and scream and shout. It's the Tri-State Area Unification Day. It's the Tri-State Area Unification Day. It's the Tri-State Area
Water hazard ahead. Commence operation unforeseen circumstance.
Nuggets!
That's too bad. Maybe you should address like a policeman and reroute the parade.
If that wasn't such a good idea, I'd flatten you.
Mamma mia, that was a close.
Love Handle's back in this episode. Yay, it's been a while since we saw Love Handle.
I know.
It's been a little while. Yes. And then Ferb, get rid of, or enact Operation Thing in Our Way, and they find a whole bunch of ways to get around the obstacles that Buford is.
The parade will not be deterred.
Yep.
You know what's funny is this whole trying to make the parade move around reminded me of Animal House.
Yeah.
Where the guy who leads the parade, he's got the baton, is kind of like, just what do I do now?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, water hazard.
Yeah. Execute operation thing in our way.
It just drills a tunnel underground. That might not be the most efficient way to get around something in your way, but okay, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take it.
And Ferb's line in this one, and thus the universe is balanced. Because Buford and Baljeet get back together.
Balance to the universe. It will bring balance. That's funny. I thought Baljeet's vegetable samosa costume was on point.
I guess. I don't have any reference for vegetables. Vegetable samosas is how they said it, but
vegetable samosa.
Yeah, I. Why can't we both be vegetable samosas? No.
Why don't we all just dress like vegetable samosas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just all dress like vegetable samosas. That's funny.
Oh, boy.
So, the float balloons multiply by 8.
Yes.
They get hit by the duplicate-inator.
Mm-hmm.
And the parade just flies off.
The parade, yeah, the parade. Well, the balloons fly off with the parade, and then for some odd reason, they created a platypus balloon, and then it, you know, floats up and turns into a Perry the Platypus balloon.
A platypus balloon, and then a hat falls off. Yeah. A Perry the Platypus balloon.
Yep.
That is funny.
So we have a video game reference here. You ever play Gears of War?
Yeah.
Buford stomping on Belgique's jelly donuts is a curb stomp. The jelly landing on Phineas Ferb and Isabella is like the blood spraying when the execution is performed in Gears of War. Even I think the wiki is reaching there, but...
That's a bit reaching.
I love the Phineas and Ferb Wikipedia, folks, and I've defended them for the last 45 episodes of this podcast, but even I think that's a little bit reach. I mean, technically blood splatter, it could be from any video game, but because it is, you know, the jelly donuts is, it's a dark blood look, you know. I guess it's mango chutney flavored, I don't know, something.
Nice, yeah, I'll take that.
What else did you like about this one?
Candace's middle name?
Gertrude.
Candace Gertrude Flynn. Mm-hmm. The Pharaoh actually seeks her out.
Yes. Curse you.
Curse you. Candace Gertrude Flynn. That's me. Curse you. Pharaoh's curse.
I swear that Pharaoh guy was one of the things from Flop Stars. Or not Flop Stars. Flop Stars. It's when they the traps at the movie theater. I don't know. Flop Stars is the one you wonder. What's the one where they go to the movie theater? Oh God, it was in episode 4. Damn it, I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was X number of days ago. Years, okay. Months, something, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else you got, anything?
The Indoorsinator.
The Indoorsinator. Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, that about covers it. What do you think, score-wise, for the Tri-State Area Unification Day?
No tri-state area, no bi-state area, no adjacent area. It's all just one big tri. I'll give it a 4. I liked it. There wasn't anything that I didn't like, but it wasn't as awesome as the last one. Because it didn't have Norm. Norm wasn't here.
That's right. There's no Norm.
No Norm.
There's a problem. When you don't
yes.
Have Norm.
What about you?
I gave this one a 3.
Okay.
It was all right. It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was okay. We liked it.
Yep.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like, hey, this is the best ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's going to come tomorrow, actually, at least for me. At least one of my favorites from season 2 will come tomorrow in day 47. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Come back to close the show after this.
Ferb, treacherous terrain coming up. Execute Operation Thing in our way.
Jason will be avenged!
Now, which button was it? Because one of these buttons just makes it fire willy-nilly all over the place, and I don't want to hit that one by mistake. Whoop! Someone's at the door! I'll be right there! Oh, excuse me, Perry the Platypus, what can I... Ah! Oh, see, there, that's the willy-nilly button!
Mom, this place is so fancy-schmancy.
I just hope it isn't too noisy with that silly parade going on outside.
Believe me, I'm trying to tune it out.
So, what looks good to you?
Remember the Pharaoh's curse. Wait, it doesn't count if she sees them herself. Hey, Mom, I bet you can't turn your head 180 degrees like an owl.
Nope, just 90.
Hey, can you show me that twisty yoga move you do again?
Maybe after lunch, dear.
Curious what the back of your chair looks like. Can you turn around and show me?
Okay, Candace, what's up?
Mom, why can't you just turn around?
Okay, you want me to turn around? I'm turning around. Can we just eat lunch now?
Fine.
If that parade makes it to the end, my hopes for the adjacent area secession are through. I gotta stop it.
What is your next plan? I know it is going to be something clever.
That's it. The other accents were amusing, but that one's just offensive.
Wait, what about me?
I'm firing you as my nerd.
Das ist nicht gut.
Pixels in the Animation is the Geekcast Radio Network's video game cartoon review show. We are covering every episode of 9 different video game cartoons. Join TV's Mr. Neil and myself, TFG and Mike, as we trek through multiple Mario tunes, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Sonic, and we are also driving through Donkey Kong Country. Pixels in the Animation is 100 episodes of video game cartoon goodness, so tune in to help us find the Pixels in the Animation, which you can find every Wednesday on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com.
Wow, it's all just one big place. No bi-state area, no adjacent area. It's all just one big tri-state area, right over there.
You know, this balloon is acting.
Do something! Please! My bully is in trouble! Let go of all of your balloons!
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No. Thank you, Vegetable Samosa. Did you guys see that? Let's investigate.
That's going to do it for us here on day 46 of the podcast organization without a cool acronym. I liked the cartoons today. I felt that the one with Norm was better than the one without Norm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I told you, we need a Norm and... brain freeze once again. A Norm and Vanessa episode where it's just them driving around in solving mysteries.
Yeah, that would be fun. Norm will get his own episode actually much, much later, but he does actually get a starring episode at one point, because I think Doofenshmirtz has jury duty or something.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Because Norm actually gets his own song, too, later. This is way down the line. Yep. Alright, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us here on Palco. There are several ways to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this, folks. We want reviews. Tell us how good or bad we are, if you agree or disagree with us. We won't be mad that much. Follow us on Twitter, at TFG and Mike is mine. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
BeaconCTMichael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us in next time when we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next 2 cartoons from Phineas and Ferb, The Invasion of the Ferb Snatchers, Michael Wilson's Cat's an Alien, and That Ain't No Kitty Ride. Guess we're all too big for kitty rides these days.
It's just not the same.
No.
I may have over-romanticized those memories.
I know, right? For now, I am TFG and Mike with...
Michael Wilson.
We will catch you next time here inside the podcast organization without a cool acronym.
But wait, there's more!
Yeah, Buford replacing Baljeet. As I said this off-air to you, Adam Wiley is the voice of Buford's new nerd. And Buford asks him, can you do an Indian accent? Can you do this? Can you do that? And he starts doing... Am I boring you?
No, I totally had the mute on.
No, you did not. You need to get your setup fixed. No, you did not.
Oh, there's something screwy with my headset. Because yeah. I totally... The light turned on, it was muted, and I was like...
You need to get that checked.
Use of mute.
Yeah, non-judicious use of mute in this case. Anyway,
Blanchard sucks balls.
I heard that.
Damn it. It's not working.
That's right. Your mute broke.
This is a problem. I need the mute button.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. You need to get a new headset or something.
No, this is a new headset. I got this in for Christmas. Roughly December-ish. So I need to update the drivers or something. I don't know.
Something. Yeah. Holy crap. So now that that has derailed this whole episode...
There's not really any more. That's about it.
What we really need is a grand finale so spectacular that people will always remember Tri-State Area Unification Day.
Hey, what's that?
Happy Tri-State Unification Day! Ooh, yeah!
Yeah, just some Unification Day parade stunt.
That'll do it. Hey, Buford, great finale.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Nice? Ah, now I gotta go do something to balance out the universe. See you on the news.
Wait, no, Buford, no, please don't. I was going to eat those jelly donuts.
Missed you, Belgeet.
Right back at you, buddy.
And thus the universe is balanced.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Candace, behold! Phineas and Ferb have taken over the parade!
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Lynn Fletcher.
Hi, Phineas and Ferb's Mom. Say cheese! Oh, how adorable!
Excuse me. Are you Candace Gertrude Flynn?
Yes.
Curse you.
I tried to warn you, honey.